Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's Friday, Tone. What are you looking forward to this weekend?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. A little golf, maybe a nap, the Bulls losing, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm a little worried you may get 3 out of 3 on that one. The Bulls max one game. One game. I think it's possible Milwaukee could just say, you know what? We haven't lost to you people since, like, Jordan. And they could get overconfident and lose one game. That's it. One. That's what I'm hoping for. One. Yeah.
No,
one.
I know you haven't been bullish on your team, to coin a phrase. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, will James Harden be fine? Should we have more confidence in the Celtics than in the Nets? And how should Ja Morant feel about facing Patrick Beverley? But we begin today with the news that Paul George, the Clippers' best player, will miss tonight's play-in game against New Orleans because he is in the health and safety protocol. George has COVID. Wilbon, you always name George as a reason the Clippers will beat the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Where does this leave the Clippers now?
In trouble, Tony. And I don't want to overstate this because I think the record without Paul George this year, they played 51 games without him. I think it was 24-27. T. Lou understands as well as any coach in the league, I believe, how to make adjustments and what to do to pull whatever is within his team out of it. That doesn't mean there's enough there to beat a New Orleans team, who I know you've been pretty high on, and C.J. McCollum and all of that, and I agreed with you about that, even with no Zion forever. You know, they seem to know what they're doing and want to play together and get some things done. So, Tony, I had, as you know, the Clippers winning this. You're right. I was bullish on Paul George. I still am. But I just, Tony, winning without your best player in an elimination game, which is what this is, a single elimination. Winning without your best player, it's just difficult. Paul George had looked good in the game since he had come back from missing all those games. Do I have faith now in the Clippers winning this game? No. Do I think New Orleans will win? Yes, but I don't think it's just to be awarded to them. The Clippers are scrappy and resourceful, and they got a damn good coach.
Yeah, so you know I liked New Orleans yesterday, and I like them more today. Now, the Clippers have a couple of things that I'll talk about. They're at home. That is an advantage. And you and I have both seen in college basketball a number of times you can lose your best player and win one game. You only have to win one, so it's possible. But I'm going to use that statistic that you threw out before in a different way. In the 51 games where both Kawhi Leonard, who's missed the whole season, and their two best players, and Paul George were out, the team was 24-27. And that may be a testimony to good coaching when you lose your best two players. But 24-27 ain't all that. And since the Pelicans have got C.J. McCollum, they're 14-14, which is a little bit better than 24-47, just a little. He's smart. He's steady. He's a real leader. I believe, Mike, he's going to be the best player on the court tonight, and I believe Ingram could be the second best player on the court tonight. And I will just say this. This is another – it's bad luck for Paul George. But it is another episode of terrible luck in the playoffs for the Clippers. Ask Chris Paul about this.
Yeah.
The Clippers have been a bad franchise for 40 years. They've never won a title. They've never gotten to the finals, Mike. I don't believe they've gotten to the finals.
No.
And you know, something happens to them in the playoffs. And for Paul George, when he named himself Playoff P, it hasn't worked out in the playoffs. It has not. Has not.
No, Tony, it hasn't. And they, you know, last year they got to the conference finals. And I think that was the first time. And then Kawhi goes out.
Yep.
And then Paul George has a serious injury. But you're totally right about their fortunes or miss in the playoffs.
Let's move to the Philadelphia 76ers and their center Joel Embiid saying he is sure that James Harden will be fine in the playoffs. Embiid said of Harden, and I quote here, he just has to be himself, not worry about people talking about pressure and whatever happened in the past, unquote. Well, Bonnie Embiid, I know you love him. Is sure Harden will be fine, but are you sure? Are you sure?
No. No. And Embiid has to be that. I thought Embiid sounded all the right notes. You'd like to make fun of Embiid because he pops off and he's I think it's in good humor. Exactly. It always kills me that you embraced this with Shaq and you have loved it with Shaq for 35 years.
Yeah.
And Embiid comes along and he does some of these same things. I love Embiid. Tony, I'm
Shaq
looking at this
has four rings. Embiid has no rings at the moment.
All right. I got that part. I understand.
He's got no rings.
You're right. Okay. But Tony, I think Embiid tried, I think he said all the things that should pump up Harden a little bit. But I think Tyrese Maxey is going to be the player for Philadelphia who has to save them, who has to come to the rescue, Embiid's rescue. Embiid has been great all season. I know you're not going to try to go counter that. And Harden, you and I, four games into the trade, we both said
they're going
to
win.
We're taking the Acela train to Philly for the finals. Right. You and I had that one, except we didn't have it because Harden hasn't looked any good since. Maxey is the key to that series. I don't know what's going on with Harden. I don't trust it that Harden is going to be James Harden from 2 years ago anymore, or even those first four games. Maybe you do, but I can't get there, and I worry about Embiid's support.
Yeah, let me give some credit to Embiid. Embiid, at worst, is going to be the second-place finisher in the MVP race this year, and he's got a real good shot of winning it. James Harden has already been the MVP in recent years. These are two great players. I look at this series, and I look at Toronto. Toronto's got nobody that good. Toronto's got a bunch of guys, but they don't have Kyle Lowry anymore, and they don't have Kawhi Leonard anymore, and they don't have DeMar DeRozan anymore. They got a bunch of guys. To me, Philadelphia should win 4-1 at the worst. And yet, Toronto has beaten them 3 out of 4 this year, which, you know, bothers me a little bit when I look at James Harden. James Harden, regardless of what Embiid says, James Harden is under more pressure in the playoffs than anybody in basketball, with the possible exception of Kyrie Irving. The possible exception of Kyrie Irving. And James Harden, in the games that he has played against Toronto, is averaging 15.5 points and shooting 33% from the floor. Mike, that ain't going to do it. That ain't going to do it. So I don't know is my correct answer on it.
We have both backslid off these early feelings. And let me just say one quick thing. If James Harden doesn't average 27 and 10 or 11, those are my numbers. Write it down, 27 and 10.
Yeah.
Toronto's going to beat them, okay? If James Harden is not great, I think Maxey's going to be the guy who emerges from this, and everybody's going to say, woo, like they did about Jamal Murray a couple of years ago in the bubble. That's my feeling, but Harden, man.
I said they would win the Eastern Conference.
I know.
That.
I was with you.
Very well be wrong.
Woo.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's move to Sunday's game one. Nets-Celtics. It's a first-round matchup, but it has the weight of an Eastern Conference final. The Nets feature, of course, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, while the Celtics counter with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Boston will be without Robert Williams III, at least for the beginning of the series, and who knows whether Ben Simmons will see the court for the Nets. Tone, you've been watching these two for about a half century. Do you have more confidence in the Nets, the team of your youth, or the Celtics?
Okay, so Durant and Irving have rings. We know what they can do. Nobody on the Celtics has any rings. When the Celtics get to the conference finals, and they do, they lose in the conference finals. I believe Jaylen Brown is 0-3 in the conference finals. I believe
Tatum.
Who am I looking at here?
Marcus
Jason
Smart.
Tatum. Jason Tatum is 0-2. In the conference finals. So if you ask me a question about confidence, I'm going to say I have confidence in the Nets, but I don't really have any particular confidence in the Nets because I think over the last 2 months, the Celtics were a significantly better team. Mike, the Celtics closed 26-6. The Nets didn't do anything like that. So what I'm thinking is that the Celtics actually should win this particular series. I just got to throw the confidence part out, you know, because I'm not confident.
Confidence is tough. With any of those teams in the Eastern Conference, with any series except, you know, Milwaukee and the Bulls, you look at the other series, you go, wait a minute. This is difficult. Nobody's going to run away with anything here. I can justifiably pick either result. So I am picking the Celtics to win this series, and I don't care how many games, 6 or 7, Tony, I just think that it's their time. You mentioned the very thing that gives you a little bit of pause, and I understand it. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and Marcus Smart have not cashed in those opportunities. See, I think it's their time now. Just like, and I'm going a little bit crazy here, just like Scottie and Michael You know, they lost three times to the Pistons. They couldn't get past them. These guys couldn't get past LeBron in the East. But LeBron ain't there anymore, and I think it's their time. I think the Celtics will get Robert Williams back, and I think they'll go on. I think the Celtics will make a run and win the East. So confident, no, but I think I'm picking them over the Nets.
So let me go backwards, because we both understand that the Celtics haven't won the conference finals yet, but this is a first-round series. They've won a bunch of first-round series.
That's right.
It just feels, as you say, weightier. In fact, Mike, honestly, as I look at the eight series, not all the teams are seeded yet, but there's going to be eight first-round series. If you ask me which is the one I'll watch, this is the one I'll watch. This, to me, sets up as the best series. Yeah,
no question.
This is the one.
No doubt.
Let's take a break. Yeah. Coming up, the new USFL kicks off tomorrow. How does it compare to the old one?
And Ja Morant has struggled against Pat Bev in the past. So, how should Ja feel about facing Pat Bev tomorrow?
I totally spaced out on Jason Tatum. Totally spaced out. This is why I think about quitting every day.
No, you don't.
I don't know.
You and Pop and Coach K. Who else is in that group?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time to get down and wordy with Wilbon and What's the Word? What's first?
Ja Morant should feel blank about facing off against Patrick Beverley.
He should feel annoyed because Patrick Beverley is annoying. People who play against Patrick Beverley are annoyed. Most people who play with him are annoyed by him. He is a pest. He is an irritant. But to be fair, in the times that he has personally checked Ja Morant this year, he's held him to 6-for-17 shooting, and that is just not good, 6-for-17. So in the weird circumstance, Mike, that Patrick Beverley could have an effective defensive game against Ja Morant and take Ja Morant out of this all-star status, that would be very bad for Ja Morant. My feeling is that this is a 7-game series. It's not a Thursday night game in January. It's a different circumstance. I think it will take Ja Morant only until game two, if that long, to figure out Beverley, and I'm betting on Ja Morant.
That's a pretty interesting, Tony. My word is going to be challenged, okay? Because that's what Patrick Beverley does. He walks out of the locker room and he follows you around and he challenges you. And yes, he annoys you, and that's just the kindest word we can put to it. But let me just say this, Tom. Patrick Beverley, if he's the defensive ace, that he has earned that reputation. He's going to spend some time on Desmond Bain, who can Bain train him over, run him over. And he might have to spend some time on Dylan Brooks. See, here's the problem. With that great record that Memphis compiled without Ja, that's because some other dudes are bad men.
That's right.
Dylan Brooks is every bit as tough and mean, as nasty as my man Chicago's own Pat Bev, all right? And Desmond Bain is my most improved player in the league this year. That threesome, I think Pat Bev is in for his own challenges. He will challenge Ja, but he's going to get challenged too, and I ain't betting on him against those three.
Okay. Next.
The new USFL will be blank compared to the original one.
It will be invisible compared to the original one. The original one was actually important. Okay, people watched these games. They had great players. They had Steve Young. They had Doug Flutie. They had Jim Kelly. They had Herschel Walker. If they had stayed in the spring, they'd be operating now. When they sued the NFL, that was a big deal. I remember going to New York to cover that and write columns about it. Now, they're using the same names they used before, the Jacksonville Bulls and the New Jersey Generals and the Philadelphia Stars. But they're playing all 40 games in Birmingham, Alabama. That's not a national league. That's a corner store. And I don't know, they open tomorrow, Mike. I can't name a single player. I believe what we should do now is call Steve Young and find out if he's playing in the league. For all I know, he's playing in this league.
When I heard they're playing all the games in Birmingham, I'm like, what is this, the Paul Feinbaum League? I mean, what are we talking about here? I'm not watching this junk. And it's just junk. And the word is invisible. Oh, wait, you took that word. I'm using it too.
I did.
Because it's invisible. Okay. It's double invisible. That's what, don't tell me about that. If you watch this, and I'm going to call you, if I find out you're watching the Paul Feinbaum League, you and I are going at it on the phone from 2,000 miles away. Don't you watch this. Herschel Walker, Kelvin Bryant, we used to go to those games. That league had
good
people.
They were good.
They had good games.
Craig
they had
James.
Some good teams. It was real professional.
Craig
this
James.
Is invisible,
yeah.
And I better not find out you
I'll
turned
you
off the Celtics and the Nets for this junk.
I'll just call Feinbaum and have him do play-by-play on it from his backyard. That's the final word. Let's take one last break. Still to come, where does hand surgery leave Bryson DeChambeau?
All these dopes will watch any football just because it's football. I'm suspect of anybody who can only watch one sport. Get out. And is it a big deal if the Cardinals have yet to offer a contract extension to Kyler Murray?
Just if that league stayed in the spring, Mike, they'd still be playing. They
well,
would.
They'd have played a long time. They'd have forced the NFL to make a move, like to co-opt 14.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 31st birthday tomorrow, Nolan Arenado. One of the more surprising moves of the offseason a year ago was the Colorado Rockies trading Arenado to St. Louis. Arenado was their best and signature player, and he had an 8-year contract. Arenado had 8 gold gloves for the Rockies and a .293 batting average. He was widely considered the best third baseman in baseball. The strangeness of that deal was compounded this offseason when the Rockies signed third baseman Chris Bryant to a long-term big money contract. Arenado won a 9th gold glove in St. Louis to go with his 4 silver sluggers. He was named to the All-Star team for a 6th time. Arenado's career numbers in 10 seasons are a .289 batting average, 272 home runs, and 874 RBI. Upon arriving in St. Louis, Arenado said, quote, "I've always admired this organization from afar. I plan on staying here for a long time."
So you know how much I love Chris Bryant. He delivered, in large part, a World Series to my forlorn previously Cubs. But I don't know that I'm switching him out for Nolan Arenado. You know what I'm saying? Nolan Arenado,
that's
come
right.
on. And now Nolan Arenado goes to the franchise I hate most. I hate the Cardinals more than I hate the Packers. And then Arenado, you know he's going to win with them. You know he's going to be the centerpiece. And he's going to be holding up some hardware at some point during this tenure with the St. Louis Cardinals. He's that good.
Happy anniversary, Jackie Robinson. This is posthumous. But on this day, 75 years ago, Robinson broke the color barrier in the major leagues when he played his first game for the Brooklyn Dodgers. It is impossible to overstate how important this is in the history of American sports. Books and movies have been written about it. Jackie Robinson is such a significant cultural figure that today, every major leaguer will wear Robinson's number 42. Robinson was a superior athlete. He won varsity letters at UCLA in football, baseball, basketball, and track. He was a superior person. He bore the brunt of racism stoically and succeeded on the field beyond any reasonable expectation. He was an MVP, batting champion, six-time All-Star, hit 311 over 10 seasons, and none of those numbers come close to explaining how great and important a player he was.
Yes. Amen, Tony. Well said. Some of us voted for Jackie Robinson, some people did, for greatest athlete of the 20th century. Ahead of Ruth, ahead of Ali, ahead of Jordan. And you know what? When you really study Jackie Robinson's history and all those sports that you talked about, I think he also swam. There was nothing athletic. There was nothing competitive that Jackie Robinson wasn't great at. And he was such a gentleman. There was such dignity about him. And now people think they've got hardships, and they got obstacles, and they got adversity, and we demonstrated resilience. Shut up. Jackie Robinson had all those things in abundance, the kind of abundance that people now know nothing of. He is a hero in my house. He was a hero in my home growing up, and my father and mother treated him that way. And that's the first project Matthew ever did on any sports figure was a couple of years ago on Jackie Robinson.
A melancholy trails to Mike Bossy. The Islanders' great scoring forward died last night at the age of 65. Bossy was a pivotal member of the Islanders' dynasty in the early 1980s when they won four straight Stanley Cups between 1980 and 1983. Bossy and his teammates Brian Trottier, Clark Gillies, Dennis Potvin, and Billy Smith, and their coach Al Arbor, are all in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Bossy is the Islanders' all-time leading goal scorer. In his 10 seasons on Long Island, Bossy had 9 seasons with 50 or more goals, 5 seasons with 60 or more. In his best season, 1979, Bossy had 69 goals, which led the league. The Islanders joined the NHL in 1972 as an expansion team, and Bossy joined them in 1977.
Tone, I know, and you followed those Islander teams closely, I know they had that great ensemble, and you listed all the members of it. But if we're talking about greatest player ever, and I'm going to always start with Wayne Gretzky, and with all due respect to others who've been great in the sport, it's Wayne Gretzky. Why isn't Bossy's name mentioned much higher up after that? He only played 10 seasons, and look at the offensive destruction. He tore teams up for those 10 years. It seems to me Bossy's name ought to be mentioned more frequently as one of the handful of great players than it is.
I think it's because it's 10 seasons and not 14 seasons or 16 seasons. I think that's probably it. One error. I said one of the recycled USFL team names is the Jacksonville Bulls. It isn't. Just the Generals, the Stars, and the Bandits. So I got that wrong. Let's go to the big finish if we can.
Let's do it.
The NFL Network reports that the Cardinals still haven't offered a new deal to Kyler Murray. Is that a big deal?
I've been telling you for months, things aren't as everybody wants to think they are between Murray and the Cardinals. I don't know. Maybe they'll get them signed like tomorrow. But I'm a little skeptical. Colts have agreed to terms with former defensive player of the year Stephon Gilmore. Is that significant?
Yes, of course it's significant, but I think, you know, I think Matt Ryan is the most significant piece there. Bryson DeChambeau had his hand surgery, could be out as long as 2 months. Your thoughts?
Wow. That's a short-term opening for a villain. I mean, I hope DeChambeau heals quickly, comes back as good as ever, because he's essential to the tour. He really is. The Mets unveiled a statue of the late, great Tom Seaver. Your reaction, Tony?
Here's my reaction, baby. Tom, terrific. Number 41, with his knee scraping the mound. That's my reaction. Man. Last one. Canadiens goalie Carey Price makes his first start of the season tonight. Are you excited?
Tony, I guess the Canadiens, they played for the Cup last year, and they're like dead last now. What's up with that? I don't think Carey Price can change that immediately.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Richard Roth, shout out.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great, great weekend, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, on a ball weekend.
Happy Passover, happy Easter. Got to wish people that.
PTI.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.